WNYC Studios is supported by the Public Theater, presenting the world premiere of Jordans, a new play by Ife Olujobi, about two young Black colleagues forced together and torn apart by their race, ambition, and otherworldly circumstances. Directed by Whitney White, begins April 11th. Learn more at publictheater.org.
Hey, you want that to go?
Good morning. Our first takeout comes from our listeners, you. We talked yesterday about how three-fourths of Americans all drive themselves to work instead of taking public transit. That's at thetakeaway.org if you want more details.
So what's stopping you from getting on the train or the bus?
This is Leah Hugon from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I went here to go to college. I tried to get a job at night, and I needed to take the bus, but the buses stopped running at 6, so I couldn't find a job at night that ended at 6. So no transportation, no job.
That's tough. Your commute stories at thetakeaway.org.
We also wanted to talk about our conversation yesterday on how short doesn't necessarily have to cripple you.
I want to tell you a story about my dad, who's 90 and still alive and kicking. He is 4'11" and happily married to my mother, who was also 4'11". So back during the Great War, he was considered too short. He missed out on that experience. Luckily, he remained alive after the war, but I believe that impacted him for the rest of his life.
You don't have to be short, but we want all of your stories at our website, thetakeaway.org, or you can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.